What small hope Bulvi had harbored that the next portal jump would take him to his prey, or at the least keep them within the limits of Tizca, were dashed the moment he set foot upon the crumbling stone floor. The air was thick with dust, and he clung to every surface of his plate. Grit crunched underfoot. Suit lamps burning, he could just about see a rugged cave wall, part of a tunnel receding into the gloom. Jürgen blinked, running his fingers along the rock.
Under the city, perhaps? I think not.
The beam of Bulvi's lamps fell upon a primal-looking painting on the wall, of a three-horned beast being chased by arachnid-looking creatures.
At least, not in the time we left.
Do we go back?
In answer, Bulvi pressed on, ducking into the uneven tunnel. It had clearly been fashioned by cunning hands, though he did not think them human.
We'll scout out the surrounds, see if there's another way out.
A short exploration revealed that the cave was one of many in an underground network that Orspec's returns suggested stretched for several kilometers. Renulf ran a sweep of the perimeter.
Anomalous power sources, old wolf. Two more portals. Do we try them all?
No, we stay together.
Bulvi looked to the remaining warriors of his old guard. What fates had befallen the others, he did not know. And he did not want to dwell on such grim musing.
No more scattering. We search as one company.
They found more crude paintings, but brief study gave no insight into their makers, or whether they held any clue to the operation of the portals. With no other guidance, Bulvi picked the closest to the one by which they had entered.